Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the topic of Prika, Kitiras Chamor Sonacha, Rovetz Tachas Masoi, V'chadalta Me'azov Lo, Azoiv Tazoiv Imoi. So when you see your friend, your enemy's donkey, crumbling, crouching under his burden, and you're going to refrain from helping him, help him. So we've already had B'siyata D'Shmaya, four Shi'urim. We saw Neflos Rabbis Mitaris Hashem. In the previous Shi'ur, we saw how the Rambam stims with Tosfos. That's what the Achronim said, and we explained how that works. That according to the Rambam, the moded of your caring for your friend, that there's a din of imo, that he's with you, and therefore if he's not with you, we said that you don't have to help him. Why don't you have to help him? You don't have to help him because you wouldn't do it for yourself for free, so why should you do it for him for free? If you're not doing it for yourself for free, the rule is, well, you're not going to do for yourself, you don't have to do for someone else. And you're not doing for yourself for free, why should you do him for free? So the teretz is, meshbok tishbok, you have to, the uncle says you have to leave the hatred and not hate him. That's uncleus. And this way, there's an emo. But according to the Rambam, the modet is that you don't want him to die. You don't hate him sinas maves. The fact that you care about his life, you have a chpatiut about his life, that creates a matzav of emo. And if you either have, you don't hate him at all, you have an emo on some level. According to the uncle, b'chal, you don't hate him. Or according to the Rambam, you don't hate him sinas maves. So that would mean that you have to, now you're one with him, you're emo. If you're one with him, just like he gains when he unloads his animal, so too you're one with him, you're emo, so you're also going to gain because you look at it from his viewpoint because you have this emo. So this not hating him, sin asmavis, creates emo, and that's what Tosis means. And they said you have to help him, loch of its yitzur, you don't hate him, sin a gemura. And, זוהי התמצית של מה שלמדנו בשיעור הקודם. ועכשיו בסייעתא דשמיא אנחנו מתקדמים הלאה, תוך הודאה גדולה לקדוש ברוך הוא על כל החסד שגמל עמנו, שנתן לנו את הכוחות ואת האפשרות ללמוד את התורה הזאת בכלל, כמובן, אבל בפרט בלימוד הזה, בשיעור הזה, בסדרה הזאת. וזה יש לומר, אומר מורנו ורבינו, במה שהקשה הכסף משנה. בהלוכה י"ד, אנחנו למדנו בשיעור הקודם, את הרמב״ם, בהלכות רוצח, שם הרמב״ם כותב, השונא שנאמר בתורה, לא מיומות העולם הוא. It's not a goy. I saw today in the beautiful Otzer Mefarshei HaTorah, the Machon Yerushalayim, incredible, pasuk incredible. So he brings a day there that it's like the Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud, only on the Torah, for those who know what Otzer Mefarshei HaTalmud is. So on Kopanim, he brings over there a day that it's talking about a goy. And Torah says, Sone, it's talking about a goy. Aber der Rambam halt nicht das Zoi. Sagt der Rambam, so viel Ches, Reitzech für Schmiras HaNefesh, פרק השלושה עשר, אין פרק ארבע עשר. אז ממש ההלכה האחרונה, that the soine is a yid, and how do you hate a Jew? Does it doch osul? So come say, because he's zombie over an avera. That's what it's talking about. So it's a mitzvah lesona until he does tshuva. He got hasra, and he doesn't change his mind. So it's a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva, v'yashuv merisha. ואף על פי שעדיין לא עשה תשובה, even if he hasn't yet done תשובה, Imetzo nivol b'masoi. If you find him all nervous about his burden, mitzvah litoin v'lifroik imoi, v'lo yinichenu noit nete lomus, shema yishe b'shvil memoinoi, v'yavoi lidei sakone. If you find him all anxious about his burden, it's a mitzvah to load the burden onto the donkey and to unload the burden from the donkey. And you shouldn't leave him to die, lest he stay there for the sake of his money. People love their money. And he comes to a state of danger. V'hatoyro hikpido al nafshis Yisrael. Bein tereshayim, bein tzadikim, me'achar shehen nilvim el Hashem. Umaaminim bi'ikar hadat, shenemar, emor aleihem, chayani nu'um Hashem Elokim, im echpots b'mot harasha, ki im b'shuvo b'rasha midarko v'chaya. The Torah was makbid on the Jewish lives, sai both rishayim, and sai also tzadikim, because they accompany God, and they believe in the ikar hadas. Isn't that amazing? He calls rishayim nilvim el Hashem. And they believe in the Ikrei Hadas, as it says, say to them that I live, says God. Do I hope for the death of the Russia? No, I want the Russia to do tshuva and live. So you don't want the guy to die. So that's the Rambam. Even if he's a Russia, you don't want him to die. Azal ze koteva kesef mishneh, v'ikel emekel emedak, yesh le daktek me Rambam. The hakra dechitres chamor sonacha piprika mairi kidechtiv rovetz tachat masao v'ilu kra deteina dehainu kra dechtiv lo tiret chamor achicha v'chulei alo ktiv beisone shuela kesef mishne. That the diuk is that the pasuk of chitires chamor soinacha is talking about prika, as it says revetz tachas masai. That's prika. He's crouching under his burden, under his boidin. At the boidin, the burden. And the pasuk about tiina is achicha, not soine. The pasuk about the soine in parshas mishpotim is talking about prike, unloading the donkey, and the parsha Kiseitze is talking Kisera Chamor Achicha, your brother. It's talking about loading the donkey, as we see in Bava Metzia on 32a. There it doesn't say anything about a Sinei. V'yesh lomar Onea Kesef Mishne Dekevan delagabe prika Heshva katuv sone leohev Itlan lememar Shehu hadin Letiina Shehu ke'ohev, that since legabe prika, the pasuk equates a soine to an ohev, we can also say that a soine is like an ohev, hu adin l'ti'ina. Just like by prika, a soine is like an ohev, so too by ti'ina, a soine is like an ohev. Just like unloading the donkey, we equate one who loves and hates. So to one, by unloading the donkey, we equate the one who loves and hates. Your enemy and your friend. Well, what is he saying? Bipashtus, his kasha is, how can you be mechayev a soine b'te'ina? There's no pasuk. The soine is talking about the prika. That's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ava bishalasat shuvim matzor nivol b'matzor mitzvah lifrok v'liton ima. Talking here about a sone, and it's a mitzvah to do prika and ti'ina. Wait a second, time out, coach. Prika is a pasuk. Ti'ina is not a pasuk. So with pashtus, kavanas haramba, akesef mishne, lakshot al rambam, where does he get loading the donkey from? Or the donkey, as some people might call him. Vikanire, shekach nakat amil keves hamishne, bekavanas haramba, shezo kavanato shel rambam. שהכוונה היא ל... איך הרמב״ם אומר שיש מצוות תאינה בסיינה? הפסוק אומר רק פריקה. So the כסף, the מרכבס המשנה, writes in the name of the Ralbag that we learn it from Aveda. Just like Aveda that you do for a Sine, so too, we spoke about that in a previous year, so too, Tehina you do with a Sine. The Merkeves HaMishne writes that you learn it from Prika itself. But just like by Prika you do for a Sine, so too, Tehina you do by a Sine, look in there in the Merkeves HaMishne. But if that's the Kasha, then according to what we're saying, this is Nishkin Kasha. A Kasha is difficult. This Kasha is not Kasha. It's not difficult. Why? Because the whole issue here with helping the guy, if you're a sine, if he's a sine, is al prika bechina. In other words, prika bechina, why should I help him for free? I wouldn't help myself for free. And if I hate him, I have no kesher with him, so I'm not feeling his feeling. I don't identify with him. So I made a kol shebishlon aparik, if I wouldn't do it for myself, why do I have to do it for Yanim? But tiina is bischar. Tiina is you do only if you get paid. That's loading the donkey is a different story. There, the donkey isn't suffering, so there you only have to do it if you're going to get paid. So it's pashut that just because you hate Yenim, you hate the other guy, and he was over in Aveira, there's no p'tur of mitzvahs that you don't have to help him out. You have to help him out. You don't even need a pasuk. If you're going to get paid, why shouldn't I help him? If you're not going to get paid, I'm not going to do it for myself. I should do it for him. So there you need a special pasuk. We saw Mishbok, Tishbok, you shouldn't hate him, whatever, however you learn. If you don't learn that way, but the point is you need a pasuk to tell you that if you hate him, there's a mitzvah of tina, of prika. But tina, you need a pasuk. Tina, I would do for myself, so I have to do for him. Because for myself, I would do it if I'm getting paid, and by him, I'm getting paid. So yeah, by the, you have to help him. The whole shayla was only by prika, but not by tina. So the fit v'chein, umayik sha kesef mishne. V'chein yikshe. Sharei b'mibchina mitzi utit. B'chashash shakatav ha-rambam. Ein kol nafkamina. Bein prika leteina ubishnehem. Yeshno tomatzav shel shem yishtehev b'mamono. If you look at it from a mitziyustik perspective, the Rambam writes there's a chashash that the guy's going to die. So there's no nafkamina between prika and teina. We don't want the guy yishtah, he's going to hang around there for his money, and he might come to sakana. Maybe he's in a dangerous place. You never know, his donkey might get stuck in the middle of Spanish Harlem. In the middle of the night, is Nishne. Not a pleasant place to be. Not that I've tried it so many times, but one time I was stuck in a very, probably more than one time. One time I have in my memory. Anyway, stuck in a bad neighborhood late at night. So what's the point I'm trying to make, sweet friend? So the guy might hang around there, or otherwise he's loading his donkey. There's a remote chance, the Rambam says, for whatever reason, or rely on the Rambam, there's a remote chance that his life is in danger. So mehechitesi to be mechalek. In other words, if we're worried about the guy's life, so mehechitesi to be mechalek between prika and tina. Worried about the guy's life. So he's saying, tina is prika, I get, it's a pasuk. Where do I get tina from? Where do I get tina from? Because the guy's life is in danger. No mitzvah for him to die if he's a rasha. You want him to live. God doesn't want Rishayim to die. God wants Rishayim to do tshuva. And I know that because the Navi says so. I love God. This is great. I love the Torah. אז לכן נראה ברור שלא צריך קושיית הכסף משנה אחרי בקשת מחילה והתפרשות באפר רגליו של המרכבס המשנה והתפרשות באפר רגליו של כל מי שלא למד ככה, נראה שזה לא זורי קושיית הכסף משנה. וקושייתו היא לא מה שחייב שונא בפריקה, שראה לא הזכיר מזה כלום הכסף משנה. The cash is not that the Sine is chayiv in prika. How do you know the kash is not why the Sine, why the Sine is chayiv in teina? He doesn't ask why the Sine is chayiv in teina. We know why the Sine is chayiv in teina. He's getting paid. It's kipuach nefesh. About that we know. It's a lo iskira a kesef mishne. הכסף משנה כותב שלא כתוב סויני בתאינה כמו שכתוב בפריקה. איקל המידע. דהקרו דחיתירה חמור סויניך בפריקה מיירי. That's talking, it's a freaky thing. It's talking about פריקה, not paprika. Paprika is a spice. If your wife sends you out for paprika, do not look for a man unloading a donkey. Just a shalom bayi says. Akoponim, it says, כתירה חמור סויניך בפריקה. Reveitz tachas masai. Vilukrab de ti'ina. That's a different pasuk. What's the pasuk of ti'ina? Lo tires chamor achicha. By ti'ina it says achicha, not sonacha. Haloksiv be sone. It doesn't say sone, so the Kesef Mishnah's kasha is that by ti'ina, it doesn't say sone, not that ti'ina sone shouldn't be chaya. Aval shelo katuv b'ti'ina sone. V'akushiai. So what taka is the kasha? Akushiai al ma shenitba'er b'divrei ha-Rambam elu shehamechayiv shel ha-mitzva diprika huma sheyesh b'ze inyan shel chashash mita. Ulefi ma shenitba'er en ze chashash amiti. אלא כן הוא הדין שניתן בפרשת פריקה לגבי מצוות פריקה שהאימו המחייב כאן הוא חשש המיטה ומהייתיים יש למצוזו גם ממי שמצו לסנוי זה so the kasha is and what we said in the Ramba that the mechayev of the mitzvah of prika you know what's mechayev of the mitzvah of prika is that remote chance that the guy might die it's not a real concern But the point is that in this case, you're concerned because we're being told that you shouldn't hate the guy as sin as mavis. There should be some level, like we said, you know, your mother is even going to think, oh, maybe he's going to die. A very remote chance, but it's your mother, right? You really care. So in other words, you don't hate the guy as sin as mavis, that you want him to die. That's the emo. That creates the matzav of emo. That's mechayev you in the mitzvah. And therefore, kol shebishalo, there's no din. If you would do it for yourself, you don't have to do it for him. Because now you're identifying with him. So his matzav is like your matzav. That's the emo that we've been discussing in the first four shiurim. And that's why you have a mitzvah, even besoine. Because you have this emo, this togetherness. And this is a gzeras ha-kosuv, l'fi ha-Rambam, shene'emra b'chiyuv ha-soine b'mitzvah zu. So in other words, this is a special chiddush of the pasuk. This isn't something that logic dictates. Why isn't it something that logic dictates? Because you're usually not concerned with chashash misa. Remember, we spoke about it in the previous year. If it was a real chashash misa, there wouldn't be a p'tur of zaken v'ein al fi chavodo, and it wouldn't be a p'tur if you see him from really far distance, and it wouldn't be a p'tur if he says to you, go do it yourself. We're talking about death. There's none of these p'turim. So we're not really talking about chashash misa. Elamai. It's Xeris HaKosuv, that here you have to be concerned about such a remote chance. Xeris HaKosuv. V'kevan shekenetber gzerat ha-katuvi, shenemra b'chi uvasoyne b'mitzvah zu, im loy ashkechon lahay Xeris HaKosuv, b'ti'ina, shlo ne'amar b'sone, ein al zeh ta Xeris HaKosuv hazu. V'klap ezeh shapir rikshah kesef mishnah divrei ha-Rambam, shebinyan zeh shal ha-mechayev mitzat chashash sakoneh, Kail Tina Bahadi Prike. Share Alze Leka Kro Uminalanu Uminalan Shiashno Inyanze Gambitine. So since as we said it's Xeris HaKosuv that was said by Inechiv of a Sinai, that the Sinai has to do this because of a Chashash Misa, even though it's a very remote chance and it's a special Xeris HaKosuv. So if we don't find this Xeris HaKosuv in Tina, where it doesn't say anything about a Sinai, then there's no such Xeris HaKosuv. And therefore the Kesef Mishnah is asking very well on the Rambam. Why, Rabbi Moses, the son of Maimon, are you including, hold on tight, why, Rabbi Moses, the son of Maimon, are you including Ti'ina in this Chashash Misa? Not that he's Chayim and Ti'ina we totally get, and we explained that before, because you're getting paid for it, right? So you do it for yourself, you're getting paid, you also have to do it for him. So of course you have to help him. He's a sonny. So what? You still have to help. You have to help a Jew even if you don't like him. So you're in one group of Gary, he's in a different group of Gary. You're a Satmar Chassid of one. Of one Rebbe, he's a Satmar Chassid of the other Rebbe. You still have to help him. He's still Jewish. He looks just like you. He dresses just like you. And he pronounces, he says, Buri Ratu, just like you. Of course you have to help him. So by Tina, there's no Shaila that you have to help him. What is there Shaila? Shaila is, why does the Rambam, another Raski here, an academic question on the Rambam. The Rambam, you're including Teina with Prika because of Chashash Misa. That's Gzeiras HaKosev. That's a special divine decree that you have to be worried about a remote case of death by Prika. But you don't have to worry about that by Teina. Teina, you have a different reason to help him, but not the death. So why are you, the Rambam, including in Teina? Including Prika with Teina when you're talking about the remote chance of death? How does the Rambam get that from Eifo? Eifo will see it at the Valas. V'alze shapir tirei tzakesef mishne demikol moko im keven de'amais she'amaisim shovim u'beprika chozinon she'ein hevdol bein oyev l'soyne u'mishum she'mechayiv u'chshash mise she'beze soyne ve'oyev ka'adodi ninu shuv'ein chalik b'ze gam b'ti'ine v'yulmud sosu min ha'mefurosh שזהו גידרוי של הדין של טינה, ולכן שפיר קיילי הרמב״ם כחד. איזה יופי, איזה פנינים ומרגליות. מוירי ורבו ישי, אומר הכסף משנה, אני מצטט שוב את לשונו, ויש לו אמר, דקייבן לגבי פריקה, היש והכוסף, סויני לא אויב. Since by פריקה, the פוסק equated a סויני and an אויב, you have to do it for סויני, just like you do it for an אויב. יש לא מהם שודין לטינה שכואב, so to be by טינה. סויני is like an אויב. In other words, this that you're worried about a remote chance of death. Since the pasuk equates by teina, by prika, it equates to sone. So logic would dictate by teina also. Why not? Lama lo. We'll learn sasim and amifurs. That's the gather of the din. But by toein, you have to help him, not only because you're getting paid and you're going to do it. You don't have a ptur if you're not going to do it for yourself. If you're not going to do it for yourself, then you don't have to do it for him, because you would do it for yourself. But here the mechayev is, maybe in addition to that, the mechayev is that you're worried about chashash misa. In other words, if you learn by prika that that's the gather of the din, so by teen also. And we say, oyev is like a sone, so you're right. By teen all we have is the oyev. We have a chicha, dein brider. We have by an oyev. I was just thinking here. In Parashas Mishpatim, we discussed in the previous year, the Meshech Chachma, we mentioned twice already, I'm not going to mention the third time now. First here it's the Seinacha, and then we have the other donkey case by Kisei Tzei Tzachicha. So maybe a few months have passed, right? The person's already working on his Midas. He's gone through the Chumash, every week he learns Parashah with Rashi, he learns the Musar on the Parashah, so hopefully by Kisei Tzei, he's your brother already. Akopana, but it's the same Geder Adin. It's the same Geder, just like by Prika, the Geder is Pikuach Nefesh, Oyev Kisayne. And so too, you're worried about this remote chance of pikuach nefesh by teen also. So when you see your soine who needs help with his teina, you're going to help him mitzad the pikuach nefesh aspect, the remote pikuach nefesh, just like by prika. You learn sasam and amafurish. That's the kesef mishnas teretz diskasha. Ve'osa shapir bazeh, ve'achshav efshar gam liyashev. The kasha l'choira and the kesef mishnah that he asked that there's no mokor l'choira for a soine by teina. Wait a second, T.O. coach, as my old friend Dicky Vital used to like to call out from the announcer stand, and he had throat cancer. I think he's better. He's probably calling out those games. I love those games. These guys can play. He's on my all air team. Anyway. Flies high. So anyway, so he says, T.O. coach, what am I trying to say? What I'm trying, I do a much better Dicky Vital imitation, just not right now. Say that you'll be melech on me, maybe a different time. So my dekashi l'chayor with shver and the kesef mishnah is time out coach. That's where I got time out coach. That he asks that there's no makor about for sone by teina. Wait a second, look in the sifri and parashas kiseitse. Now you're not going to chap the Rambam in a sifri, right? The Rambam Beist alles, right? The Rambam knew it all. It's a pella de gezach. I can't say he knew the tshuvas of Rav Adi Yosef, right? Or the chedushim of in Achvesnish, the Achiezer. Maybe that he didn't know. But anything before written before him, for his time, he knew. So he knew the Sifri. Rav Adi knew the Sifri. In the Sifri in Parashat Kisei, it says, "Ein li elecha mor achicha, chamor sonacha minayin, tamid loymer chamor sonacha." V'im ken, yesh lanu basifri, yesh lanu mokol ledivrei Rambam. What's the kesef mishnah's kasha? We have a mokor. We have a mokor in the sifri. Mitzad sheni yiksha. that since the Kesef Mishnah writes that it's a svore, that just like prike, the reason you have to help him is out pikuach nefesh. So by Ti'inu also, you have to help the Sone out pikuach nefesh. So it's a svore. So why do you need a yalfusa? Why is it enough to svore? You have a yalfusa from a pasuk that the Sifri says. And the alechamor achichamor senachem and ayin tamalor mechamor senachos. They learn from that. In the case of prike, they learn that there's a yalfusa from the pasuk that it applies to the chamor of your brother or of your enemy also. But it's a svara. You don't need a Talmud Leimar. It's a svara to equate the two. V'kvar tzinu lezeh b'rama moitzos harav Shapsay Frankel. So if you look in the Frankel Rambam, this was noted, and you can see there the sources and what they say. That Frankel Rambam is something. You gotta love it. Love it. But also, I always tell people, there's a website, Halacha Brura, where they have on every single Rambam, in all of the Yad, they have a long list of sources, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. But, you know, thousands of Svarim, just where to look. Beautiful, beautiful. A to learning, you know, just so many sources in the Rambam. So you can look on these Rambams, these last two Rambams, in Hilchos Ritzeach HaShemiras HaNefesh. All different sources. Akoponim, this is a problem with the Kesef Mishnah. What I like about the Shapsay Frankel that's not done on this website is the Shapsay Frankel breaks it down. He says exactly what the Kashas are, what part of the Rambam the Kashas is on, the Lechem Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, and the Halacha Brura. He just says in general, who discusses this Rambam and the Noisei Kalim in general. And there he gives a list that going into specifics, what they talk about. Akoponim, but there the list is a longer list. There are more sources in that. You can use both. He's both. God blessed us. All person needs in life, Rabbi says, he needs time and energy. If he has time and energy to learn, then he's in Gan Eden. But if you don't have the time, so you don't have the time, you're busy with other things. You don't have the energy. You know, some people are working, they're busy. Some people have their finished work, they're just too tired. So, you know, I like to hear a, you know, laid back, relaxed cheer, you know, with a few jokes. Nice word in the parasha. But you want to knack in learning, so then, not so easy. So God should all bless us with time and energy. As lefit v'reinu nirakach, sherei stam sifri, we're dealing here with the sifri. What's stam sifri? Rabbi Shimon. Where do you see that? This is a Goinishkeit of Marina Verbein. Stam sifri is Rabbi Shimon, Sanhedrin 84a, and other sources. Rabbi Shimon learns that in Bava Metzia 32a, that the Pasuk in Parashat Kisetze is talking about Prika. And if so, the nidon of the Sifri is that you're right. We have an assay by sona'acha. Ki tirecha mor sona'acha rovetz ba'tachat masao. V'chadalta me'azov lo. Azov tazov imo. When you see the chamor of your enemy crouching under its burden, and you don't want to help him, help him. So what do you have over there? There you have an assay to help him. That's an assay. In Parshas Kisetze, Dvorim 22:4, it says, Lo tire et chamor achicha, oshoro, noflim baderech, vehitalamta mehem, hakem takim imo. Don't see the donkey of your brother or his ox falling on the way, and you hide yourself from them. Lift up with him. What do we have over there? There we have a los assay. Don't do that. That's a los assay. So we have an assay to help a sine. But the los assay that says in Kisetze, and it says achicha, how do you know you have by a sine also? The assay, you're right. It might be talking about prika. That's Reb Shimon. Stam Sifri is Reb Shimon. So the pasuk in Kisetze might be talking about prika, But how do you know that there's a loisase by prika? Maybe there's only an ase by prika, like we have in Parshas Mishpotim. Sheyesh lomar sheomnam ha'ase hu klapei bitul asino shesinas moves. So what's the ase? The ase is to help him, because you're not supposed to have sinas moves, like we spoke about in the previous shiur. But the losase says your brother. And therefore, we don't have a chiddush here that it's that the imo is talui. Lo netchadesh legabav shetaluya imoi shebedavor b'chashas hasakona shenischat shelegabei ase. Elo mitzad atzar shel hasheni deleka b'mi shemitzvah l'sinai. V'azem ru b'sifri shim yeshno hamatzav hazeh b'ase, v'aday yeshno gam b'loisase. V'yachicha dechtiv sham u'keneged hayetzer hara, k'mo shekotzav hasifri b'hemshech hadvarim. So the reason here, according to the Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon that we're talking about Prika, the reason you should help him here is Mitzad Tzar Shel Hasheni. He's feeling Tzar. And you don't have to worry about that if it's a mitzvah lesona, because then it's not your problem. You don't have to help you do it for yourself. Why should you have to do it for him? And you're a Soni, there's no Ima. So therefore, when we're dealing with the Loisase only seems to apply to an Oev, not to a Soni. And in that, the Sifri says that if you have this matzif by the essay, in other words, if in the essay you're concerned with the chashash sakana, and therefore it apply, and therefore it applies even to a soinei, because that was what creates the emo, the chashash sakana. So mistam and the losase also, we're going to say the same thing. The losase also applies to the to a Sinai. So why then does it say Achicha? If the Loisase also applies to the one that says Achicha, to Achicha, to Sonacha, if the Loisase is also in Sonacha, so why does the Pasuk say Achicha? So there the Sifri explains, because it's speaking against the Eitzah Hara, and what that means is already a story in and of itself. But Al-Kopanim, this is all the Shitas HaSifri. The Shitas HaSifri, Stam Sifri, is Rabbi Shimon. We're asking about the essay and the Loisase. The essay is on Sinacha, about Prika. The Loisase is only on Achicha. And the Sifri says, how do you know the Loisase is also on Sonacha? And the gather is that you're not allowed to hate him as Sinas Mavis. And that's why you have to help him out, and there is an emo. You also have to be concerned there about him dying, and therefore there's an emo and you have to help him. And not only an ohev. So the Sifri quotes the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Ki serecha mor sonacha. Which means that if legabe the essay, you have to do it for a sine. So legabe the loisase, you also have to do it for a sine. It applies to both. So that's all Ladasa Sifri. But Lididan, we paskin, Gemara learns in Bava Metzia, and not like Rib Shimon, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that the Pasuk in Tzitzeis is talking about Te'ina. That Te'ina is talking about Achicha. But like a Lamela Flami, Mashi Yeshno Hadine, it's a Prika Gambisone. The Manyan Zay, it's a Zeh. What does Te'ina have to do with Prika? That Prika is written by Sone. And by Te'ina, you only have Oev. So that's what was bothering the Kesef Mishnah. Where do you get Te'ina by a Sone? It doesn't say Te'ina by a Sone. So where do you get that it's the same gather of Te'ina by a Sone that there is by Prika by a Sone? That you have to help the Sine by Te'ina, we understand, because you're getting paid. You have to help him like you have to help a Jew. Why shouldn't you help him? And you can't say, well, I wouldn't do it for myself. I don't have to do it for him. You would do it for yourself. You're getting paid. But how do you know that it's the same gather as by Prika? That no, you have to not hate him sinas mavis, and that's what creates the emo. That's why you're helping him. That's what was bothering the Kesef Mishnah. It says it by prika, it doesn't say it by teina. It says this xeris hakosuf by chashash mavis by prika, but not by teina. And therefore he says, no, you learn from svara. You learn teina from prika by from svara. So that's all in the kesef mishnah. That's the kesef mishnah's kash and teretz, that he's learning teina from prika. But the sifri has different mahalach. The sifri learns both are talking about prika. We just want to know in the sifri how there's a losa say by prika. We know there's an asay by prika, parshas mishpatim. But how do you know there's a losa say by prika by asome? And the answer is there's an asay. So if there's an asay, there's probably also a losa say. There's an asay by prika. Kisira kamor sonacha roetz tachas maso. There's an asay. So there's also probably a losa say. So the pasuk in parshas Kisayitze is also referring to a sone. It says an achicha for a special reason, but it's also referring to a sone. There's also a loss to say by a sone. So advarim niflaim mamish niflaim. And please God, we will bring a raya for this in the next shir. But why wait for the next year if we could do it now? There's a raya for this midivrei Rambam b'sefer mitzvahs essay reish gimel shalacha shekosef shama Rambam be'essay reish beis the mitzvah of prika. The Rambam writes in the essay reish gimel the mitzvah of teina. The Rambam adds shanachnu k'moshen itztavenu lahiridoi kach nitztavenu lahakimoi. Just like we were commanded to unload the donkey, we were commanded to load the donkey. Why does the Rambam have to be told at teina b'prika? Kishem sheprika hi mitzvah esei kevin shenemar kein b'Torah. Teina is also a mitzvah esei for the same reason. Why does he have to say? Because teina is like prika. Kishem shenitztavenu. K'mo shenitztavenu l'ridu achon tzvenu l'akino. Ma? Lam tzarich etzeh b'chal? We have a pasuk for this, we have a pasuk for that. Az mizem v'vuar kanal. That by prika, why are you doing it mechashash sakana? And we've no mokra that that's the case by teina. So therefore the Rambam writes, like he says in Halacha Yadal, like the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, that even though it doesn't say so by Te'ina, nevertheless, the inyan is like we see by Mitzvah of Prika. That by the Mitzvah of Prika, we're worried about Chashash Sakana. So for the same reason, you have to help him by Te'ina. That you can't hate him as Sinas Mavis, and Mamela, you have to help him. Even though it's not written by Te'in, by the Xeris HaKasav, we only have by Prika. Because there it says Sone, and therefore you have to, the emo is created by the fact that there's no Sinas Mavis. You still care about his life. But it doesn't say that by Te'ina. Te'ina, it says emo, but it doesn't say, it says Achicha. You don't hate him. So that's exactly what the Kesef Mishnah says, and that's what the Rambam is saying over here. That just like we were commanded on Prika, Lo Rido, because you don't want him to die, and you're worried about Chashash Rochuk, he's going to die, and that creates the emo that you have to help him. So too by Teina, same thing. Advarim Meirim Kasapirim Kekuchavim Mazhirim Zakim Ubehirim Baruch Hashem. And please God, we will continue. There's so much more to say, and it's so exciting, so hopefully we'll continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.